How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Baseball and community go hand in hand. And with Pitch, Hit, and Run, you can make a lasting impact. Register to showcase the foundational skills of young athletes from your local community in the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball, known as Pitch, Hit, and Run. Make an impact today. Pitch, Hit, and Run. Visit playball.org to sign up today.
Let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. If you're a Blazer fan, I know you're doing pretty damn good right about now. Feel pretty good. What a night it was in San Antonio last night. We'll have more on that here in the final hour of the show. Saturday story coming up, number of moments from now. We have Adam Silver. Every day we think we're going to avoid it, and then something pops up, and we can't.
I don't want to scream. I don't want anybody shouting at each other. I think we've been pretty measured in the thought.
Yes, some things are concerning.
Adam Silver was pressed about the cheapness of Dundon in regards to T-shirts, and he gave a minute thoughtful answer on his view. Now, you can say, well, he works for him. He's the commissioner.
Sure.
All right. And we'll hold Silver to it. If this turns out to be everything we're fearing, public enemy number one, aside from Dundon, is going to be Adam Silver, based on these comments.
So we're going to play that for you coming up in a little bit, probably after Statter Story, because I want to go on this Blazer tangent a little bit before we dive into the Dundon stuff.
We should be talking about them winning on the
road. Like seeing Ramona Shelburne after the game last night, well, you know, they lowballed Thiago, and he's trying to avoid distractions. Like, dude, can we just talk about them winning? They might knock the Spurs out of the playoffs in the first round.
There's a lot of people feeling that way.
Because Wemby went down, sure. I don't care, man. I don't care. Maybe don't flail around at 7'4" and be a little more stable on your feet. You're not going to run your jaw on the floor and get a concussion. We'll wait and see how long until he is ultimately back. Before we get to, because I asked a couple of questions there, where do you think it goes from here? Mm-hmm. And then what does that win mean for Scoot? Let's play a little bit of this. So here is Scoot Henderson, who famously was in the same draft as Wemby. I remember, and we definitely talked about it because I think Portland was heading in that direction at the time of the game. I will never forget. I've watched one G League game in my life.
That's the one.
And it was Victor Wemby was not on a G League team. He was playing for a France team, right?
A French team.
But they came over. I think they played in Vegas.
It was a specialty setup game because of them. Those two guys, potentially.
Now, Miller ended up going two overall, but it was this debate. And I will never forget coming away from that game being like, dude, Scoot, is he better than Wemby? He outplayed him in aspects of that game. Now, certainly the NBA careers have not gone that way.
Yeah.
Last night was terrific. Here is Scoot after the game on what their thought process was when Wemby went down.
Man, first of all, just pray for him. Hope he's good, because you never want, as a competitor, you don't want one of the team's better players to get hurt. You want to beat them solely, fully healthy and things like that. But so I want to say that first. But I feel like our mission was to just attack downhill. Like this game, it was going into it was don't be afraid to attack downhill while he's in there, while he's out. And once he went down, kind of thing. It's not a great thing, obviously. But for us, it was just get downhill, keep attacking, and keep opening shots up for everybody else.
Worldwide Wob had a great tweet after the game where he showed a graphic of field goal attempts in the first quarter for Portland and then second, third, and fourth quarter, because Wemby got hurt a couple minutes into the second quarter.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious to look at the graphics of how many times guys were driving and like, I'm going to back this one back out. And then in the second quarter, it's like paint, paint, paint. Third quarter, paint, paint, paint. And obviously that wasn't the entirety of the offense. But he is the unanimous defensive player of the year. And without him on the floor defensively, it's one thing if he's knocking down all those threes, you just go, God, there's no chance here of winning this game. Mm-hmm. The primary impact he's having is on that end of the floor and changing everything you do offensively. You've given some metrics going into the series. Portland was able to adjust on the fly of like, oh, wait a minute, we can go to the hoop now? All right, let's go to the hoop now. And their offense kind of feasted in that regard, and we're carried by Scoot Henderson and his performance.
Yeah, the shot diet was like drastically going to change. It was bulking season for them. It was time to go down low. and try to take advantage. Coincidentally, they came back and capped it off by hitting a few threes in that fourth quarter.
Yes, it was the perimeter game. They won it for them late.
But, I mean, like, you and I are watching this game. Brandon's watching this game. Everybody's watching this game. We're having the exact same thoughts. He's knocked out. He gets up. He's woozy. Runs to the back. We're like, well, that looks like a bad concussion. Then they announce he's out. Everybody's like, time to go in.
Yep.
And, yeah, Luke Kornet. Again,
good
in that game.
Yes,
he's
was
very good. The French Vanilla connection's real. But welcome to the city with the most strip clubs per capita, Luke Kornet. You're going to cancel in this Magic City. And so when Luke Kornet's not in, they're going to go back down. They're going to attack this. That's what makes this series suddenly very interesting is, yeah, the Spurs, breaking news, really good team with or without Wemby, obviously much greater with. The Blazers recognized that, and they took full advantage. They did not back down, and they were aggressive.
Yeah.
I just, when I think about the way that they went about doing this last night, to go on the road and then the best player in the series gets knocked out kind of early, I think it's very easy for everybody to say, well, we should win this game now.
Have to win the game.
But then it's a different thing to be in a road environment, loud, crazy fans, young players hitting big shots. Like Carter Bryant had some good defensive moments, and he had the breakaway dunk.
He did. That was impressive.
Castle, if he wasn't airballing, was making weird, tough, contested, you know, layups.
People pointing out today, he really pushes off a lot. It's kind of a bothersome.
Steph
for
Castle
all the critiques I have on Denny for the grabbing, and he had one moment where he was holding on to somebody's jersey, and they showed it in slow-mo. Castle does that the entire game.
It's not just a given. You have to actually go take it, but you're on the road. You're in a hostile environment. Some of your vets aren't playing well, or one of them's really struggling here.
Yeah.
To do that and to cap it off and make the biggest comeback on the road, I think that speaks a lot to the character and toughness of the team, because we can say, well, Wemby's out, we should win. And not so fast, dude. Three of the four games this year were without Wemby, and they won them, including at the end with no Steph Castle or
I think
Wemby.
All four, right? And they won three out of four.
All four, and they won three of the four. Yeah. So I think it's one thing to say it out loud. It's another to be able to do it on the road
in
the playoffs in that environment. And you give them a lot of credit for not rolling over when they went down 14. They fought back like hell, man, and they stuck with it.
A couple of thoughts here at the fan text line. Somebody said, I just love the overreaction. That's why we love football, too. It's just the overreaction from week to week, game to game. It's hard to not overreact to Scoot Henderson. I'm just going to think that's the norm. I'm not just going to think that's the norm now.
Oh, for sure.
And it's going to continue. And that's the next question. I'll ask that in a moment. Another one. Portland can't beat San Antonio if Wemby is playing. Portland played a great first quarter last night. Wemby did not, and the Blazers were still losing after one.
I know.
Great point. Wemby won't be out there for the next three games. Spurs will win, but it'll be awesome. Awesome to see Mota rocking for the next two. And I think that's a very fair, rational take. Like, I had that thought, too, of we joked about that earlier in the show. Scoot comes out and he can't miss. San Antonio looks a little discombobulated. Portland's getting some nice defensive stops. And you're like, dude, they're up by 10, up by 12. All right, here we go. Great start. And Wemby, it wasn't like, I mean, he made 1-3, I want to say. He made one long jumper. And then you look up at the end of the first quarter, it's like, wait a minute. I feel like we just dominated that quarter and we're down by one.
It's
how the hell did that happen?
To walk out down one after the first.
Should have had a bigger lead than that. They let it slip a little bit late in the quarter, and then the second quarter was pretty similar. And credit to San Antonio for like getting that fight going when Wemby went down, because you could hear a pin drop in that building when he's walking off the floor and laying down on the ground. Like, that's not an easy thing to rally together. Vassell got it going in the second quarter, started knocking down threes. So I think it's a very level-headed take. The million-dollar question out of that game, we'll get to the poll question here in a moment, is just simply what it means for Scoot Henderson. Like, we've been waiting for a moment from him, and there just haven't been that many of them. Like, I'd be curious to look at just how many 30-point games he even has in his career.
Well, he's had a few of them. We know that.
I know he's had a couple of them,
if I'm not mistaken.
Sure, but I would just say it's been few and far between, right? Like, he has not been a guy who's been overly dynamic. So he played 30-something games this year.
Yeah.
Scrolling through the game log, he did not have one this year. That's the first time he's gone over 30 this year. His previous high on the season was 23 in a win over Milwaukee. No, excuse me, I take that back. 28 in a win over the Pacers. He was 10 of 15 from the floor back in early March. So according to my quick scroll of the game log, that was the last time he came close to 30 points. And then he goes for 18 in game one and 31 in game two. His average is now on the series. He's averaging 24.5 points. He's shooting 53% from three.
That's
amazing. And 64% from the field. It's impossible to answer, but it is the most intriguing storyline out of the game of just what does it mean long-term for him? Because we've been waiting for this flower to bloom for quite some time, and we got a glimpse of it at least.
I mean, I don't want to be cliche, but you kind of can't help it. What does it mean for him? It means it shows you how mentally tough he is. That dude's career has not gone in any way the way people thought it would when he was picked. You talk about that G League game, and people cited that going into the draft and then all throughout. And then he had one of the worst rookie seasons. And then he comes in the following season, some ups and some downs and some not great. Oh, he's got this great run. Look at him. He's turned the corner. And then
here
it kind of fizzles a little bit.
Yeah.
Then he comes into this year. Oh, turns out he's not going to play.
Yeah.
When did he come back? February?
February, January? Sounds about right.
Right? I think it was February.
First game this year. Whoa!
February 14th?
February 6th against Memphis.
There you go.
That was game number one.
And you're like, well, you're not going to have enough games for me to conclude anything. Turns out you will, because we'll watch you. And because there's so many games,
right,
we're going to have takeaways. And so it's largely just not been the career I'd imagine he dreamed up for himself, nor did any fan. Dude, the lights turn on, their first playoff in 5 years. He comes out the gate in game one. Nah, I love it.
17 points right out of the gate.
And it's not just that, like, he's hitting his shots. The splits, the shooting splits are great. It's
nice
to see him
confident. He's not going to shoot 53% from three for the entire postseason.
To me, it's just the demeanor. It's the flexing at the people on the court. The
talking trash to fans after buckets.
Talking trash to fans, face-to-face with Castle. Like, it's the no back down, no Fs given that I love. I don't think the shooting splits will continue. I hope they do, but I don't think they will.
Yeah.
Nor am I going to fully conclude that Scoot is suddenly this. Like, if this is it, then, oh, my God, you have a recalculation to do in terms of how you build your roster.
By all means.
I'm just sitting in the super happy for him because it's not been, it's been a very bumpy road so far for him in Portland, where he's now our guard of the future. We're going to now trade our franchise icon of Dame.
Right.
Oh, we're going to take a swing on a guy nobody really watched from Washington. Oh, he's going to become suddenly the most amazing player. Now, he is the franchise guy. He's the all-star, all-NBA guy. And Scoot's going to be relegated back to the bench once Dame's back. Like, just that's not a comfortable place to live for a young player. And he hasn't shown any, like, wear and tear of that mentally. He's come out in the playoffs and been exactly what you'd hope he'd be.
It's interesting, too, because he is heading for a very interesting offseason ahead. Extension, how long, how much? Is he a part of a larger trade package?
If you can get him to get an extension now, one, it's not going to be that expensive in the overall scheme of things, but
be similar to the Shaden deal that I would imagine, right?
I don't know if it's that much.
Not that. What did Shaden get, 490?
Four for 90. But, like, if you're Scoot, are you willing to do it now or are you waiting?
I mean, if I were him,
Denny next year,
I would strike while the iron's hot. If I were him, not knowing what the future,
just go for the guaranteed big payday.
He's also so young. He's only 22. So if you sign a 3 or 4 year deal, like, you're 25, 26 next time you hit free agency.
I just don't know how to calculate it, but I just,
let me ask you this.
That'll get sorted. I just love watching him play like
this. No doubt about it. And that's, I think, the next question of if this, like, he, I don't know how many games he's going to go for 30, and I don't think the field goal percentage will stick at 53 from three.
Last night was his sixth career 30-point game.
Sixth career,
three his rookie year. He had two last year,
okay,
including 39, which is his career high.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
And then, yeah, this is his first 30-point game this year. Yeah.
Which is, I mean, great time for it, Scoot.
Amazing.
Could not have picked a better day for it.
It just shows that he's full. I feel like he's fully now his, you know, what he's capable of coming off of that injury. I feel like he's just been kind of warming up all season, and then now we're finally seeing the Scoot that we expect.
You know
to
what
see.
Gundy told
no
me?
Doubt.
Gundy's a big Scoot guy. But it's funny you say that, Brandon.
Yeah, he sent out some funny tweets last night about
it. Gundy told me he was load managing, and that's all the regular season was. And I'm like, I love the theory. I love the theory.
It's not the playoffs, dude. I'm not playing hard. You don't need me out there.
Gundy's just, it's tongue-in-cheek, but I just loved it. He's like, load management, man. That's what the regular season was. I'm like, the way he came back that late with that kind of injury, maybe there's a little air of truth there. He's also just playing confident basketball, and he feels good about his shot.
He looks explosive. He looks athletic. And those are the traits that you loved when Portland drafted him. If the numbers end up, again, percentages will come down. But if the numbers end up somewhere around this range where he's averaging, I don't know how long the series goes, 5, 6, like, I don't know where it goes from here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he gets to 7. And his numbers are around 24.5 points per game at the end of the series. That has to change the calculation a little bit on Portland's mind, right? Like, if I would have asked you a week and a half ago, what do you think happens with Scoot this offseason? And then ask you a week and a half from now, and he's averaging 25 points per game throughout however long this series goes, is that enough of a sample size to change your mind on what you do with him in the future?
Well, so,
because I think the majority of the fan base had kind of given up on him and thought that's a young piece that will be included
in the
trade.
I think a lot of fans had, yeah. I think,
like,
if you're being honest,
that's the way it's going to work. And again, Myers-Leonard did this in game four of the conference finals, so this could be our Myers-Leonard moment with him, and he goes for 8 points in game three, and you're like, dude, Scoot, where the hell was that? You were 1 of 9 from three. What happened? But if this is the average that kind of carries over, I do think it has to change the calculus going into the offseason.
Okay, so
your other starting guards are 35 and 30. How old's Dame?
Yeah, but Dame's 37? Well, he's 35, 36.
This dude's 22.
Yeah, I get it. But you know, I don't know what Dame's fully going to be, but you know what Dame is largely. Drew Holiday, you know what you're going to get from Drew Holiday.
Yeah, it's just a question of how many more years can you get it from him.
I guess I would just ask you, like, this is where the NFL draft is tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
And so it's always fun to talk about if you were an NFL general manager and you had to make, like, the ultimate decisions, how much stock do you put in the sit-down, the dinner?
Yeah, what percentage
versus,
count?
Do you know that person really?
Yeah.
Or is just, oh, it's I had a one-on-one and it went so great. Joe Cronin's in the same spot. If Joe Cronin stays the general manager, he's in the same spot. If Scoot ends up having a great series and let's say they lose in six or seven,
six
right?
or seven
let's
games, but his averages are really solid. He plays great basketball throughout.
Are you calculating all of your offseason future stuff on that or the 2 years and some change sample size he's given you of
up and down, inconsistent,
very inconsistent, not
injury
stellar.
Riddle.
Like I, and I don't know how people weigh that stuff, but I do think that's part of the math of all of this. That yeah. it's very easy for you and I to say this because we're just talking about it.
Yeah, it's not our call. We don't have to sign the contract.
We're not actually the one,
right?
With the decisions that be made on this. So I don't know how people weigh that stuff. But if he has a great series and it ends with them losing, hell, even if they win and they flame out in the second round. Do you calculate a different future or yeah. do you continue to sit and say, most of the sample size here is
not great.
Okay-ish.
Yes.
I don't know.
It's great to be in a spot where this is actually a conversation we can have. And that's all that I'll leave it at that. Like the fact that we're able to have this conversation after game two, if you would have told me a month ago, this would be the conversation we would be having about the Blazers and Scoot Henderson.
Well, comp this.
I would not have believed you.
Comp the Shaden conversation right now. He's not playing in the fourth quarter. He played 5 minutes in the second half.
And I thought he played pretty decent. Outside of passing up one open look, which that's fine to criticize.
And he probably had a defensive assignment blown, and that's ultimately what's leading him to the bench is they are trusting, which is crazy to me. I don't care what metric you give me. I don't trust a lot of defensive metrics in NBA stats. Sometimes it's a you see it, you know it. I don't think Chris Murray's stellar, like utterly out of this world amazing on defense. They're trusting Chris Murray minutes before they are Shaden Sharp.
And he should not be anywhere near an NBA floor right now.
Well, yeah, but they've given Sharp the 4-year, $90 million deal to not worry about the future of it. That dude played 5 minutes in the second half of a pitiful playoff game. We're not having that conversation with Scoot right now.
No, we're not. No, we're not. We'll get back into the Blazers. Got another poll question. Where does it go from here? Do you think they actually win the series? And Adam Silver talked about old Tommy Two Nickels. We'll get to that coming up bottom of the hour. But it is time for Stouter Story.
How would you describe yourself?
Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback. Made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Baseball and community go hand in hand. And with Pitch, Hit, and Run, you can make a lasting impact.
All right, fellas, here we go.
Register to showcase the foundational skills of young athletes from your local community in the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball, known as Pitch, Hit, and Run. Make an impact today. Pitch, Hit, and Run. Visit playball.org to sign up today.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
What is next on The Fan? All right, Saturday story time. Here on a Wednesday, we got Turn and Burn. Ran a little late there. You wouldn't shut up in the last segment. Tommy D has been in the highlights lately, and Adam Silver answered a question on him, so we'll get to that in a moment. Who wants to go first? You want me to go first? I'll go first. Why not?
Oh, okay, just take it.
Start you off here. I'll be your leadoff hitter. I like my ability to get on base here.
Sir, yes, sir.
Your number is 12. 12. Is it the number of wins the San Antonio Spurs had sans Victor Wembanyama this season? Or is it the number of scientists in America who have gone missing who have highly sensitive information about nuclear energy?
I'm not somebody that, like...
This one's doing it for me, dude.
I dabble into conspiracy, and some are fun to me.
Yeah.
This one is, like, bone-chilling to me.
Like, what is happening? It keeps happening, and we're not...
And they asked, like, what's the gal that
Caroline
always...
Caroline Levitt.
Caroline.
I'll get to the bottom of it.
And she goes, actually, we would love to look into that.
Thanks, Caroline.
You're not looking into the fact that your nuclear scientists are randomly vanishing and dying?
How many of
what
them?
What does that tell you, by the way?
Well, we don't know if they're dead. We just haven't seen them. They've just disappeared.
But, like, where do you go when you hear this?
And we all go to the same place. What do they know? What do they have access to? Who's grabbing them?
But where are you going, as I'm asking? We're all at, like, what do they know? Why?
What country's snagging them away?
It's about aliens.
With rogue
about
operators.
From other countries. It's about something grave that's about to happen, and we're just all going to find out the hard way?
All of the above, Bob.
It's
all of
terrifying.
The above. Yes, it is.
And I think this is a stat.
You think it's a stat?
Oh, I mean, a story, sorry.
You think it's a story?
I think
12
it's a story.
Scientists?
Yeah, 12 okay. Scientists.
I'm going stat.
You're
going
to go stat? Hold on, let me answer them. In the order, Brandon Sprague. You said story?
Yeah.
Now, I should be noted this. I saved the news story in my notes a week ago. I don't know if any more have gone missing in the last week, but I've been meaning to bring this up.
The last one I saw was a week ago.
The last one put the list at 10. We have lost 10 scientists in the United States. Wemby missed 18 games this year, and the Spurs in those games were 12-6.
Okay.
12-6. But yeah, this is, I don't get into a ton of conspiracy theories. This one does it. So when you read through some of these, the last one that got kidnapped or vanished, Stephen Garcia, is 48 years old. He vanished without a trace, or maybe this is the one that started it, back in August. He was last seen in Albuquerque walking out of his home on foot carrying a loaded handgun. And basically an anonymous source said that he was a government contractor for the Kansas City National Security Campus, a major facility in Albuquerque, which manufactures more than 80% of the non-nuclear components that go into building the military's nuclear weapons. He has clearance to the highest level of any sort of information, access to everything, every military secret that we possibly have. And this is where the ball started rolling. We are now up to 10 of these people that have just vanished out of thin air.
That's awesome.
Some of them that were, like, testifying about UFOs. Some of them, like, just people who have been involved in some very high clearance things have fallen off the face of the earth, and nobody knows what's happening to them.
I'm going to give you a take.
Give me a take.
My mind went, did these people find out that certain leaders are actually aliens wearing human skin?
Ooh.
It's got to be something nuts. It can't just be one of the scales. Like, oh, you know nuclear fusion. Let's
I'm getting
keep
the
here.
Hell out of here, dude. We're getting run by aliens right now,
I
man.
Mean, Steven Spielberg literally is making a movie this summer where it seems like that's kind of the basis.
That's the bit.
Is that there's aliens masquerading as humans.
Wasn't that what he did with Men in Black? Weren't they? Like, wasn't Dennis Rodman an alien?
Well, yeah, but like this is a Spielberg movie, so it's going to be like more dramatic.
Did he not do Men in Black?
Spielberg?
Did he do Men in Black?
I don't think Steven Spielberg made Men in Black.
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm just asking the question.
You had Spielberg making Men in Black.
I did, yeah.
Who made Men in Black? I'm pretty sure it wasn't Spielberg.
I'm going to laugh really hard if it was. Let me see.
Is it Bruckheimer?
Directed by Barry Sonnenfeld.
Yeah, dude.
Produced by Walter Parks, yeah, Laurie McDonald.
It's never going to be a Spielberg
movie.
You were hoping it was so you could dunk all over
me. I was hoping to dunk on you.
But no, not quite. But yeah, I'm going that direction in my mind when I see this many people randomly disappear.
He was an executive producer of the film.
Oh, that's just getting... You didn't do anything in the film.
His name's on the credits. You roll the credits, you watch all the ads, he's in there.
His name's everywhere. He's Spielberg.
All right, what else we got today?
Sorry, I have a hard time moving on from that story. I don't talk about it with
anybody. It's pretty wild, dude. I can't... It's one of those, like,
nuts.
I filed away in my notes, and I'm waiting for the time to bring it up of, like, are we paying attention to this?
I was going
to
put it in the Magic Hat, actually.
10 people have gone... They've just vanished off the face of the earth.
All right, I'll go... You want to go next, Brandon? Are you participating
today? I'll go next, just to make sure you don't steal mine. Your number... is 175. Is it the number of clutch points this season for one Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
Oh, yeah, clutch player of the year.
Or is it the number of calories per serving in a 7-ounce bag of Jelly Belly jelly beans?
Now, are you pro or anti-jelly bean? Because this is a big Swigard stance. He's anti.
Really?
He hates jelly beans.
Depends on what the color is.
I feel like I got to be in the mood for them, but I'm always down for
it. He basically sounds like he doesn't like any gummy-based... And some are obviously more firm than, like, gummy bears, but, like, he's not into the gummy,
interesting.
I'm not the biggest gummy guy. There are some flavors in the Jelly Belly bag that make me want to throw up in my mouth.
Well, there's literally a flavor called throw up.
Yes, they are. They do the Harry Potter thing. Yeah. There's some of them, though, like, you get the right flavors in there, I'm all about it. I could pound them all day.
I'm going to say that this is...
Give me a story. Give me a story.
You think there's 175 calories in a bag?
I do. Yeah, they're pretty small.
But there's so much sugar in them.
There is a lot of sugar involved, but how much of those? I mean, those things are miniature, dude. It's like the
are
size
they?
Of a... Yeah. It's like a...
I'm going to go stat.
You're going to go stat?
I'm going to go stat. Yes.
Yeah, so 175 was the number of clutch points this season for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the 2025-26 Clutch Player of the Year.
Yes.
There are 140 calories per serving in a 7-ounce bag of Jelly Belly jelly beans. It is National Jelly Beans Day.
Are you a big jelly bean guy?
Again, I kind of have to be in the mood, but...
Yeah, right mood.
I am always down for a good bag of jelly beans.
I don't actively seek jelly beans out ever.
I would agree. Like, I don't actually seek for them, but like if they're Easter there, if they're Easter, definitely
then,
Easter for sure.
I don't eat them. I'm more of a chocolate man.
I mean, me too. You
if
know that.
I'm eating anything close to a Jelly Belly at this point, it's probably a Nerds gummy cluster, which is probably the best candy in the candy game.
Absolutely agree with you.
I had a funny chuckle moment the other day. There was an NFL account that pointed to SGA's game one box score against the Suns. They blew him out. I didn't watch any of the game.
Uh-huh.
It was the most SGA box score of all time. He had 25 points, 7 assists, 4 rebounds. Yeah, good little game. They won by 30. He was 5 of 18 from the floor, 0 of 4 from 3, 15 of 17 from the free throw line.
Wow.
And basically the analogy was this is the equivalent, because we all know he's going to win the MVP likely whenever they announce that on Friday or whenever it is, of like Jalen Hurts having 15 rushing touchdowns via tush push and giving him the MVP of the NFL for rushing touchdown totals.
all right, your number is 52. Give me a second here. My computer's really lagging. It feels like it's on the fritz.
That happens. You know, right 52. When you need the most.
Is it the total amount of rebounds the Trailblazers registered last night against the San Antonio Spurs without Wemby?
Yeah.
Largely. Or is it the total number of ounces of a bottle a woman drank juice out of from a Trader Joe's that contained the tip of a glove that may or may not have contained a fingertip?
Dude, Trader Joe's is having a rough... I'm a big Trader Joe's P1. They've had a rough go lately. We're a big Trader Joe's fried rice family. The fried rice, orange chicken at Trader Joe's in the freezer aisle. Just delightful.
Orange chicken all the way.
So easy to do.
Make
easy
your
to
own
make.
Fried rice,
yeah, you
bum.
Shut your mouth over there. They had to discontinue it because glass fragments showed up in it. Now I got to do white rice and orange chicken, which I actually prefer over the fried rice because I am a white. I'm going to go with...
I think we knew you were white. Why did you need to add because I'm a white?
I like white rice, man. I could eat white rice every day. If you gave me a bowl of white rice every day,
I don't think the color of the rice is specifically tied to the color of your skin.
They're not marketing to me specifically. Is that not how it works?
Who buys the most brown rice?
I don't know. I don't buy it.
Not me, because I don't go buy the rice.
Do they?
Probably.
Let's see, 52.
Bring brown rice to a Vietnamese holiday.
See the reaction.
Hell out of here.
It's not happening.
White rice.
I'm going to go stat here. They grabbed a ton of boards. San Antonio didn't shoot the ball well. Klingon had a bunch more.
Yep.
I'm going to go stat. Give me stat final answer.
I want to say story, but I'm going to go stat.
You're going to go stat?
I want to say
story. Both of you going stat?
Yeah.
Both of you.
Yeah.
Wrong. 43 total rebounds for your Portland Trail Blazers last night. A woman has filed a lawsuit. I saw this on KPTV. Fox 12. A woman has filed a lawsuit against Trader Joe's in Multnomah County Court, alleging she drank orange juice containing a piece of a glove and possibly a fingertip. The lawsuit filed on 420 says Julie O'Neill.
She smoked a lot of weed before she filed it?
Bought a 52-ounce bottle of orange juice with pulp around June 14th in 2025 from the Trader Joe's on Northeast Halsey Street. Shout out my old neighborhood.
Yeah.
O'Neill was finishing the orange juice around June 19th when she reportedly felt like there was a large piece of pulp in her mouth. When O'Neill pulled the material out of her mouth, according to the lawsuit, she found that it was the fingertip end of a rubber glove and thought it may have contained the end of a finger that she inadvertently swallowed.
Can we be honest here in the trust tree?
She became deathly ill. She filed. She wrote a notice for $10,000 settlement. Trader Joe's. They did not abide. She is now suing for $10,000 for possibly swallowing a finger.
If you swallow a finger, what's your lawsuit number?
Not $10,000.
No. You're going higher than that?
We're going up.
Yikes. Are we going into the million range or hundreds of thousands range?
Well, I've now become a cannibal.
You have, yeah.
I'm out. I'm going for six figures.
Also, it's kind of what you deserve for drinking orange juice with pulp. It's gross. Who wants chunks in their juice? You deserve it. If you can't tell the difference, if you're just drinking normal people juice,
you can't tell the difference. Like, you need to get the no
drink
pulp.
Juice without pulp, man. This is part of the problem with pulp. Why are there chunks in my juice? Get it
your
out of here.
Your takeaway is you deserve to swallow a fingertip if you like any pulp in your juice.
Look, I'm a Trader Joe's P1, man. I love it. They might have given me asbestos, and I still don't care. I'm still shopping there.
I might have a question of the fingertip, big or small hand, does not matter. There has never in my lifetime been a piece of pulp the size of a fingertip. I'm instantly
Well, what are we talking? Is it just like a little like shaving off the top of the finger? Like, or is it where the nail is, the whole top of the finger is gone? They're very different things.
If there's enough for you to swallow the fingertip but not the glove, that was a decent chunk.
Would you do it for a lawsuit? What if she wins?
Would I swallow a fingertip?
What if she wins? Let's say
no.
$10,000's not great. Let's say she filed
terrible.
A $500,000 lawsuit.
Does
she have
a lawyer for this? Because half of that's gone.
Yeah, I'll be your lawyer, lady. Ask for more money if you swallowed a finger. $500K. You're not swallowing a finger? I would do it in a heartbeat. Are you kidding me? I'll take a toe with it, too.
I don't know what happened here. I just thought this was an interesting story from my old neighborhood, and you have turned it into, are you going to become a cannibal?
I would. I would do it in a heartbeat.
$500K? Half a million?
Brandon, what's your number? What's your finger number? Everybody's got a number.
Yeah, I go 500. Thank I feel you. Like that's
500K.
That's not, it's
500K.
Not hitting a million, but it's enough to get
what
their
if you
attention.
Get are you taking it, is it after tax or pre-tax?
After tax.
Yeah.
After. Give me your finger.
Let's just get to the FUP date. I don't know what happened.
Standard story every Wednesday at 9:15.
What's wrong with
you? Hey, where does the Blazer series go from here? Are they actually going to do this thing? We'll answer the poll question, get to that.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback. Made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list
Done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Next. Well, we went a little long there. It happens sometimes, talking about swallowing a finger. Tom Dundon's been in the news. Tommy Two Nichols. He's cheap. Does it mean the end of the Blazers franchise as we know it? One of the guys that I've been curious of, like, how does he feel all about this, is the man in charge, and that is Adam Silver, who's the commissioner of the NBA. Now, he was on Pardon My Take. I'll tee this up. We cut out the question part of it because I think there was a cuss word in there. But basically, they had Adam Silver, on which the power of that podcast is remarkable, that Adam Silver, who doesn't really joke or get goofy with anybody.
No, it's on Netflix now.
Right, we'll go on that show and show you a different side of himself. So they ask a joking question about, is it too late to get Portland T-shirts for Game 3? Because how are you going to play a playoff game without T-shirts? Here is Adam Silver, you know, responding to that, and then on the idea of Dundon being cheap.
I always say, like, some spokesperson I just read it for the Blazers said, it's not T-shirts, but they have some other giveaway that they
it's
haven't
not gonna be. It's not going to be as good as a T-shirt, Adam. You know that.
I know where you're going with Tom Dundon. So, like, people are starting to say he's not really willing to spend the money. Remember, this is a guy who just won a bidding war called $4.5 billion to buy a team, and they're calling him cheap. It just can't be. Like, I think the Hurricanes are, you know, I'm not following the NHL every night, but are they?
They're up 2-0 in their series. Yeah.
So he knows what he's doing. And I think his mindset, and I'm just getting to know him, but I don't think it has as much to do with the cost of the T-shirts or wherever he's saving money. It's a mindset on how to run a business. It's a scrappy approach to, like, I think, focusing on details, making people feel everything matters. The idea that this guy paid one of the highest prices for a professional sports team in history is being called cheap makes absolutely no sense to me. This guy's a winner. He's won in everything he's ever been involved in, so let's give him an opportunity.
That's a pretty emphatic stamp from the old commish.
Let me also just say,
all he does is win, 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 no matter what.
You've now pushed me to the other side. look, I overall am going to stay the exact same as I was yesterday when we talked way more about this. We didn't get into much of the splitter stuff. I don't want to keep talking about it.
No, let's enjoy the basketball while it lasts.
We do actually have evidence, Adam, that he's been cheap. I mean, to say we don't have evidence is crazy and insane and an absolute bold-faced lie. Now, he works for the owners. Everybody's going to point that out. I just will continue to stay where I'm at and see how this develops and allow a guy breathing room within the first 2 months while also saying, yes, some of this stuff is concerning me. Some people think we should be going harder on it.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of other people think that, like, taking a level-headed approach is the right direction. I think with this, I just hope the amount of noise being generated, Silver and the league is behind the scenes. And also, these are learning moments for a guy that is cheap, that isn't as deep-pocketed, of to say, oh, I can do that in hockey. I can't do this in the NBA. And let's continue to wait and see. But that's just an absolute lie. We haven't seen any evidence of him being cheap. That's ridiculous.
What are you talking about, man? He didn't do anything with the Alliance Football. Where football league did he shut down?
The Alliance Football League.
Was it the Alliance Football League?
He kicked a masseuse out of a room.
Come on.
How dare you?
Secondhand info. Come on. There's Adam Silver on the Tom Dundon conundrum. We got the poll question of the day, and we'll answer it, wrap up the show on a Wednesday. We'll do it next on The Fam. Hey, you know, you can join us June 23rd as Toyota presents the Fan Golf Classic at Landon Farms Golf Club. Foursomes are on sale now. Choose between the morning or the afternoon rounds, but get your group signed up soon because they fill up fast. It's the most fun day in golf. Activations and tastings around the course and the infamous Angels NV Bourbon Par 3 6th hole where all of us, myself, Sprague, Danny, Patrick, Luke, Isaac Suk will all be posted up to heckle and admire your shots. Of course, we'll keep you fed with the post-round meal thanks to Matt's Barbecue. Head to 1051thefan.com and click on the Fan Golf Classic logo for information and to sign up today. And of course, it's presented by Toyota, but it's also brought to you by Vulcan Design and Construction, Henderson and Daughter Windows and Doors, George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law, Battery Exchange, Maestro Dobel Tequila, your neighborhood restaurant group, Philbrook Law, 1-800-DIVORCE, Roto-Rooter, Illegal Mezcal, and Window Nation. Speaking of one of those delightful sponsors there, your neighborhood restaurant group brings you the fan poll question on X every day. Dinner tonight, one of their five locations, Sandy O's, Big Chicken, Reverend's Barbecue, 808 Hawaiian, and Lowerhurst Market Steakhouse. Your question of the day, ladies and gentlemen, Do the Portland Trail Blazers win their first round series against San Antonio? What say you, yay or nay?
I'm still going to lean nay, but I don't know how you dismiss the idea that this now gets really, if not already, super uncomfortable for them, for
yes.
San Antonio.
If you win, especially on Friday night.
They're very, I mean, the amount of depth they have, the young talent they have, all of that, well and good. We talked about it in Statter Story, how many wins post-Wimby or without Wimby they have.
Yeah, 12-6 on the year.
3-1 against us without Wimby. We know that. The playoffs are just a different animal, and confidence breeds different results. Right now, San Antonio just blew a 14-point fourth quarter lead. And who in the half court scares you the most with the basketball? Probably De'Aaron Fox?
Probably, yeah.
Who's second? Is it Steph Castle driving erratically?
I think it's Vassell.
Yeah.
Okay, it's
just
Vassell.
Just because his ability to shoot, yeah.
All right. I've also seen him go ice cold before. So
sure.
You're living in a situation where now you get to come home for two games. The crowd's going to be utterly insane because we haven't hosted a playoff game forever. I think you have to be open-minded to the idea of they could really go back to San Antonio and put the Spurs on their heels.
Yeah.
I'll still answer the question, though, and say slight nay, but I think this game's going over five games.
Okay.
Or the series is going over five games.
Brandon, how do you feel? Mind change after last night?
Well, I already had over five games.
You did?
This is definitely going to go deep, probably six or seven. But, of course, everything's going to rely on what we learn about Wemby in the next couple days. I'm leaning yes. I think they can take full advantage of games 3 and 4 if they can play like they did last night. And I think they can win this in six. I think if they can take all three of those home games that they have now at their disposal, I think they can win in six.
I had a good chuckle. Bob commented on YouTube, is it too early to start rooting for Minnesota because it's the better second round matchup for us?
Look, I love it, Bob.
I love it, dude.
I don't know if I want to see Anthony Edwards coming through that door. You know what I mean? I'm not as big a fan on that one.
I voted no, but I'm with you. It's a slight. There's an argument that can easily be made now. 69.2%. Nice. So people are saying no. The Spurs are still too good. So go vote at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. That'll do it for us, folks. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com. At 1051thefan on Twitter, at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. The NFL draft is tomorrow.
Yes.
Got more playoff games tonight. We'll get through. Talk about those. Yeah, what do you got?
I'm mentally just telling you now. I'm going in thinking it's just me and Brandon tomorrow.
Look, I'm battling, okay?
I'm battling. I don't know what time you're going
to
text me.
I feel like I have to sneeze right now.
It's going
to
be like a 1 a.m. text or a 10:30 at night text. I'm out, dude.
You know what I'm doing? I'm grinding the show today.
You have been grinding. I appreciate the grind.
Tomorrow? TBD. We're questionable for tomorrow's show.
I think you're listed as doubtful. That's where I'm listing you as doubtful.
Somebody says, great to watch you pick your nose on YouTube. I apologize, okay? It's running like a faucet. What do you want from me here? That'll do it for us, folks. Thanks so much for being a part of our Wednesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm. Harrison Moranga is next. Listen to 105.1 FM The Fam.
How would you describe yourself?
Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Baseball and community go hand in hand. And with Pitch, Hit, and Run, you can make a lasting impact.
All right, fellas, here we go.
Register to showcase the foundational skills of young athletes from your local community in the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball, known as Pitch, Hit, and Run. Make an impact today. Pitch, hit, and run. Visit playball.org to sign up today.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's.
Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.